AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says the talk about Russian involvement in the election is just sour grapes from Democrats.
I think the real question is why the Democrats and why these electors and why MoveOn.org and all of these organizations are doing everything they can to delegitimize the outcome of the election.
Priebus was on Fox News Sunday. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, says the election was distorted.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
Podesta was on NBC's Meet the Press. Tomorrow, Electoral College members are expected to cast their official votes on behalf of Donald Trump. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.N. Security Council needs to agree on a resolution when they vote tomorrow to help the civilians trying to get out of Aleppo in Syria.
We don't have weeks. People are hungry. They're starving. They're freezing. Many of them have completely left. They've left their homes and they have no more belongings. So this is something that needs to be voted.
Russia and France have announced agreements on a compromise UN resolution on deploying monitors to eastern Aleppo to assure safe evacuations and immediate delivery of humanitarian aid. In Little Rock, Arkansas, a three-year-old was shot and killed. He was in a car with his grandmother. Police Chief Kenton Buckner says a driver shot at the grandmother's car because he thought she was moving. She wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign.
This is the second time in less than a month that an infant child has been shot while traveling in a vehicle in our city. As you can probably understand, that's very, very frustrating to our police agency, as it should be to our community.
Police in Little Rock say they are looking for an older black Chevrolet Impala. The driver has not been arrested. This is AP Radio News. At least at the start, Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is living up to its billing as a blockbuster.
There's a 26% chance of failure.
How much further? I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyone really come this way? We're close. I know that.
Well, now there's a 35% chance of failure.
I don't want to know. Thank you.
I understand.
The newest Star Wars movie brought in $155 million in ticket sales over the weekend, the second best December opening ever. The record setter was Star Wars: The Force Awakens. That came out last December. Gas prices are going up 6 cents a gallon on average nationwide over the past 2 weeks.
It is due mostly to the OPEC meeting, but we don't expect much further increase from here short term.
That is oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says OPEC countries met last month and decided to cut oil production. San Diego has the highest price for gas, $2.68 a gallon, and you have to go to El Paso, Texas to get the cheapest gas, $1.99 a gallon. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.